Christ is my firm foundation, the rock on which I stand, and everything around me is shaking. I've never been more blessed. I put my faith in Jesus. He's never left. The way would he feel now? He won't. He won't. He won't fail. He won't
praise today. What a beautiful day he's made. Thank you.
Lord turned his face toward you. Favor be upon you, a thousand generations, family and your children, His presence go before you and behind you and beside you.
Worshiping. You can stay seated, just stand up, you raise your hands in the air. You know, we love when you shout out some amens or hallelujahs, but get into your worship comfort zone and just be yourself. So yeah, welcome home. First order of business is we're going to say good morning to all the people watching us online. And here's what I want you people out there in remote world to do, is if you're not at the website, please go to hopeonthebeach.com. You will scroll down, you're going to see a little tab there. It says sermon notes, worship folder. Hit that, download it, and you will have all the same information that we have here today. I guarantee you, it's almost as good as sitting in your little Tommy Bahama chair and having your own feet in the sand. And if you're watching, post something, let us know where you're at. We'd just like to acknowledge you and thank you for joining us here at the whole family at 8 a.m. Now, the rest of you in your worship folders, there's a little blue connect card. If you take a moment and pull that out, we would love to have you fill that in with information you're comfortable in sharing with us. You know, if you've been circling out there and you're really looking for a place to land, if you're looking for a church, if you got some prayer requests, just you really want to get to know more about us. We've got a mission statement here. So every day we're looking to awaken hearts to Jesus. So if your heart's getting tugged, and you want to know more about it, fill this out. It's tough to connect with you if you don't connect with us first. So for me, it's a little bit of a bittersweet day. I'm not going to be here next Sunday, but my good friend and our director of ministry, such a lofty title, Steve Rice, is going to be delivering the message today. Now, this is his second to last message because he's decided to leave us and go to Texas and to be close to family. So, I love you, Steve. I wish you nothing but the best, but I just want to throw one caveat out there. He's done this before. He's left and he's come back. So I took it upon myself to call a casino in Las Vegas yesterday to get the over-under of when he's coming back. It's 3 years. Steve, I bet heavy on the under. So I'd like to invite you all now to stand up. Let's
I'd love it if you guys could sing along with us. There's lyrics in the bulletin, so just make a joyful noise to the Lord. Open your hearts to Him today.
I know who I am, 'cause I know who you are. The cross of salvation is only the sun. Now I am chosen, I'm free and forgiven, I have a future, and it's worth living. 'Cause I wasn't made to be tending a grave, I was cold. Yeah.
Just put our arms up like this. 'Cause I wasn't made to be tending the grave. I was called by name, born and raised back to life again. I was made for more. Do you believe that? So why would I bear in my shame when a fountain of grace is running my way? I know I am yours. I was made for more. Thank you, Jesus. So I'll sing out your praise. Hallelujah. You buried my past and I'm not going back. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, guys. I want to share something with you. It's kind of based off what we just sang. And I found this in Ephesians 2. But now you belong to Christ Jesus. And though you once were far away from God, now you have been brought very near to him because of what Jesus Christ has done for you with his blood. Now you are no longer strangers to God and foreigners to heaven, but you are members of God's very own family, citizens of God's country, and you belong in God's household with every other Christian. We're all family here, guys, each and every one of us. What a foundation you stand on now, the apostles and the prophets, and the cornerstone of the building is Jesus Christ himself. We who believe are carefully joined together with Christ as parts of a beautiful, constantly growing temple for God. We are his temple. And you also are joined with him and with each other by the Spirit, and you are part of this dwelling place of God. Amen, right? Well, that doesn't mean that the enemy wants to give us some trouble, right? This next song is called Battle Belongs. You just give it to the feet of Jesus, okay? Let it go and give it to him. He's got it.
When all I see is the battle, you see my victory. When all I see is the mountain, you see a mountain move. And as I walk through the shadows, your love surrounds me. Oh, there's nothing to fear now, for I'm safe with you. So when I fight, I will fight on my knees, with my hands lifted high. Oh God, the battle belongs to you. Every fear I lay at your feet, can be against me. Oh, for Jesus, there's nothing impossible for you. When all I see are the ashes, when all I see are the ashes, you see beauty. So when I fight, I will fight on my knees, with my hands lifted high. Oh God, the battle belongs to you, and every fear I lay at your
mighty fortress, you go before us. Nothing can stand against the power of our God. You shine in the shadows, win every battle. Nothing can stand against the power of our God. Oh, mighty fortress, you go before us. Nothing can stand against the power of our God. You shine in the shadows, you win every battle. Nothing can stand against the power of our God. Hey, yeah. So when I fight, I will fight on my knees with my hands lifted high. Oh God, the battle belongs to you, and every fear I lay at your feet, I'll sing through the night. Oh God, the battle belongs to you. Oh God, the battle belongs to you. All right, guys. Thank you so much. Just pray that you all have a blessed message, and just open your hearts to him today. We praise you, God. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Christy, you may be seated. Good to see you this morning. My name's Steve. I'm going to share the final message on our series, Disciples by Design. So today we wrap that up. If you're first time with us, you can catch up on all these, if you'd like, on our website. But we've been taking a look at Disciples by Design. In other words, what does a committed disciple look like? How are we going to be used? And so far, we've recognized that we have, in Christ, we have a new mind. We've got a new heart. We see the world differently. We do things differently with our hands. And today we finish with what committed feet look like. Now, we're not going to have all you foot models show off your feet. It's okay. We see enough of those on the beach. So it's not necessarily about your physical foot, but it's about how we operate. Where do we go? Where do our feet take us? And how do we serve with our walk through life? That's what we're looking at. And our scripture to launch us today is in Ephesians 6, and it's a strong place to start. Let's look at it. Stand therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. So I want you to see where we begin. We begin by standing. Stand, therefore, having put on the belt of truth. Now I'm going to make a couple of bold statements, and that way you've got something to talk about over lunch. Okay? Can you believe he said that? So, you know, a couple of bold statements. When we look at the fact that as believers, we stand in truth, then there's only one conclusion. The world outside of Christ is wrong. Talk amongst yourselves. The world is wrong. The way the world operates, the habits, the lifestyles, the opinions, the thinking all wrong. All wrong. See, now, the world would tell, the non-believing world would say to us believers, we're wrong. They have names for us. They kick us around in their little magazines, in their little talk shows. They draw a lot of conclusions because we claim the name of Christ. But for too long, as believers in Christ, we have allowed ourselves to almost become apologetic for being a believer. And I want to say to you, as a committed disciple, as a disciple by design, we do not apologize. We are right. See, man, I don't know, Steve. That's a pretty bold statement to think that we're right. I know. But it's not you and me that's right. It's not the way we were brought up that's right. It's not our education, no matter how far we went, that's right. It's not the corporate rules we play by that are right. What's right is the truth of Christ. That's what's right. Him, not us. And so, standing, that's where we start. Standing in truth. Then the rest of what I want to share with you is true. Number one, God secures our feet in His Word. In His Word. We are secure as a disciple in God's Word. That's where the truth is. That's where I stand. So when someone gets in a big, deep discussion with you and wants to know your opinion, I have begun to answer those kinds of things by saying, well, I don't think my opinion matters. But I can tell you what God's Word says. I can tell you what the Word says. Now, some of you, if you begin, I want to challenge you for a minute. Man, I'm on a roll. I'm giving you challenges, things to talk about. But I do want to challenge you to begin to read the Bible. Just read it. Open it. Read it. It will, some of you, it will alarm what's in the Bible. How many modern day issues are talked about in the Bible? They're explained in the Bible. But we have to open it. We got to search them. So if you get in a discussion, you hear a topic brought up at work, when you can get away from that situation, get your Bible. You can Google it. What's the Bible say about whatever? And you can find scripture that will speak to that. And you will find truth. Not opinions. Not hopes, not I wish it was like this. No, you will find truth. That's God's Word. That's what we are secure in. So we start there. And being secure in God's Word means a couple of things. Number, letter A, we walk in the light of God's Word. Psalm 119, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. You see, the world without Christ lives in darkness. They don't have an understanding. They're feeling their way. That's why trends change so quickly. Opinions change so quickly. Because the world's trying to find its own way. And they're in the dark. The truth is in God's word. And the light of that word shows us where to go. Shows us how to walk. Keeps us from walking into things. My wife and I, by now, you probably know, we're moving to Texas. Oh, yee-haw. I'm leaving this for Texas. So we leave in a week. Next Sunday will be my last Sunday with you. And we're headed off, so we're in the middle of the packing. You know that part, where the boxes are everywhere. Half closed, half open. Don't remember where we put that. That kind of a deal. And Judy again reminded me last night, as I was getting ready to go to bed, Judy said, don't forget, don't walk through here in the dark. Okie dokie. That's how the world is. And the church should be saying out loud to the world, don't walk through here in the dark. You're going to hit something. You're going to bump into something. You're going to possibly get hurt. We need the light of God's word. His light sheds light on where we're going, lights up our path, shows us the right decisions to make. The memory verse says this. Let's say it together. It's there in your bulletin. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. If we walk in light, we have fellowship with one another. Those of us in God's light are in it together. Look at letter B. We walk in his love. So as we're grounded in his truth, we walk in his light, and we walk in his love. Listen to 2 John. This is love, that we walk according to his commandments. This is the commandment, just as you have heard from the beginning, so that you should walk in it. Love. It's the commandment that we're to walk in. We're to walk in his love. Could the world use more of that? What a dumb question. Of course the world could. There is a need for us to walk in love. We need to show God's love. We need to react in God's love. Remember little bracelets? You can still find them. WWJD. Remember those? What would Joe do? Just checking to see if you were with me. What would Jesus do? We need to think about that. How would Jesus react in love? How would he show love? How can I help someone else feel God's love through me? How can I introduce them to God's love? How do we do that? As a disciple by design, secured in God's word, we should walk in light, walk in love, and thirdly, God empowers us to walk humbly. We should walk humbly. Now, humbly is interesting, because a lot of people would interpret humbly to mean to kind of be a pushover, kind of be non-committal. But the truth is, if I walk humbly, the very word humble means I have a right to walk otherwise. I can walk far different than humbly. Humble is a strength, not a weakness. It's a strong heart, not a weak heart. Micah says, he's told you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God? So we have this these characteristics of a life planted in God's Word. Committed feet. Walk in the light of God's Word, in God's love, and in the humility that He gives us. That's what our lifestyle looks like. So then number two tells us what our feet do. It says our feet are sent to follow God's call. That's a big deal, because there's a lot of folks calling on your life, aren't there? Everybody's got an idea of who you ought to be and what you ought to do. Everybody's got an idea of what you should do for them. It's always about them. You got kids? Yeah. And it doesn't seem how old they get. I keep hoping. No. Phone usually rings, and it's never just thinking about you, old man. Thought I'd say, hey. It's, hey, this broke. Yeah, you live in Arizona. What do you want me to do about it? You know how to fix it? Yeah. But you live in Arizona. There's always a need. Is there a couple of bucks? Is there, do you know this? You know anybody that this? Don't think you're ever going to get away from being a parent. You're not. Everybody's got an idea of what we should do. But the answer is, our feet are sent to follow God's call. God's call. And His call is very plain in Matthew 28. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I've commanded you, and behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. Those are our commands. That's what a committed disciple does. Is first, the big word, go. The meaning of that word in the original is as you go. Way different than some of the thinking of the modern church, which is, if we put out enough marketing, hang enough banners, put out the word, the world will come. Nah. Hadn't worked yet. Jesus has been gone almost 2,000 years. Nope. I'm going to give you a little clue. This is why hope is on the beach. because we want to be where you are. I can't tell you through the years how many people have pulled up a chair while just walking the beach. Wow, look at that. A church service. And they just plug in. We want to be where you are. Then multiply that by all the places where you go. And as you go, make disciples. Point Jesus to Christ. We say it this way. Awaken hearts every day. Awaken hearts. Folks need to know there's a spiritual side to their life, and we're the ones that are to tell them that. So we have a couple of responsibilities. One is to go and make disciples. The other is we're to teach obedience. Teach them to observe all that I've commanded. So go make disciples. Teach obedience. You see, we're to point people to Christ. We're to direct them to what Jesus has for them. And we can do it easily by just sharing what Christ has done for us. What our own experience has been. We just share it. We're in a conversation and we can just say, you know, I experienced what you experienced once. I felt that. That happened to me. And I can just tell you, Jesus made a big difference. And you share what Christ did for you. So as a committed disciple, with committed feet, I stand and walk in the Word, and I follow God's call. And number three, our feet carry the good news. We carry the good news. We've got the good news. Now, I'd like to just take a minute. I'm a short timer, so I get some liberties. And so one of those this morning is I want to go a little bit from preaching to meddling. Can I do that? What are you going to do? But I want you to see that we are to carry the good news. Now here's the meddling part. If you are in God's family, you are part of God's church, and God's church is the only institution He ordained to carry the gospel. If the world's going to be changed, beloved, it's going to be changed by us. We're going to have to do it. We're the only ones who carry God's gospel. We're it. There's lots of wonderful organizations in our day and time. Many of you probably support more than one financially or with your presence. There's lots of good things happening. Lots of good people receiving help from good people. But the truth about God's gospel is we, the church, are the only ones ordained to share it. It's our job alone. Our job alone. So if you're not carrying the good news, then there's a good chance somebody's not hearing it. Somebody's missing it. because you were their connection to it. Letter A says, our call is to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ. We're to proclaim it. I've said it for several years now. I've said it during my tenure here. We need to look for an excuse to get Jesus on the table. Get him introduced into the discussion. Just get him on the table. He'll take it from there. We don't have to be theologians. We don't have to know everything. It's okay to say, you know, I don't know the answer to that, but I'll find it. We're to proclaim. Listen to Romans 10. How then will they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him on whom they've never heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching? And how are they to preach unless they're sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news. You want to have beautiful feet? Share the good news. God is saying it's beautiful to see his disciples carrying the good news, sharing it, calling others to it. We are to proclaim the good news. And last, we carry the light of the world. We started with the world being in the dark. We started with them bumping into things, changing their trends, changing their habits, changing their likes and dislikes, even changing their politics, their religion, changing all sorts of things, looking for contentment. They're in the dark. We carry the light. We've got the light. We say to the world, come to the light, as we hold Jesus up for them to see. Come to the light. Run to the light. Look for the light in the darkness. We carry it. So I challenge you this morning. Are you allowing God's power to do what he's in your life to do? Are you awakening hearts? Are you walking in light, in love, humbly? Are you seeking to follow him? I would challenge you this morning to accept your role as a disciple. Do as God has empowered you to do. Stand in the truth and walk in him. You may be here this morning and you've never awakened your heart. You've never had God do what he can do. How he can change you. So I invite you, in a minute we're going to talk to you about your Connect card. On the back there you can tell us that you want to commit to Christ. You want to follow in baptism. Whatever it is that you're doing today, you can share it with us. And we'll follow up with you. It's important you be who God wants you to be. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word, for your truth. We thank you for your spirit as you have spoken to our hearts today. We pray that as we go from here, we might do so in your word and in your truth. You have called us. May we follow in Jesus' name. Let's pray together as we have been taught. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Before Doug comes and we close our service, we just simply need to make a quick announcement. If you are in a Hope on the Beach chair, if you would just leave it where it is. We've had a mix-up at Shelby this morning, and our 9:20 service is going to be here. So we just need your chairs to stay. If it's yours, sure, take it. But if you're in a Hope chair, just leave it set up for us, would you? Thank you very much.
Christ is my firm foundation, the rock on which I stand. Everything around me is shaken. I've never been more blessed. I put my faith in Jesus. He's never let me down.
Jesus, to waver even that he wore. He wore. I've still got joy in chaos. I've got peace that makes no sense. I won't be going under. I'm not held by my own strength, 'cause I've been my life on Jesus. 'Cause he's never let me down. He's faithful in every season. So I he fell now, he woke. He woke. He won't fail. He won't fail. He won't. All right, let's sing one more song together, guys. It's been a pleasure worshiping with you today, and I just thank you so much for coming. And this song's called Less Like Me, and we get to be his feet. So start stripping away yourself a little bit and just let him lead you, guys.
Days I lose the fight, try my best, but just don't get it right. Well, I talk a talk that I don't walk, miss the moments right before my eyes. Somebody with a hurt that I could have had, somebody with a hand that I could have held. I just can't see past myself. Lord, help me be a little more like mercy, a little more like grace, a little more like kindness, goodness, love and faith. A little more like patience, a little more like peace, a little more like Jesus, a little less like me. Amen. There's no denying I have changed, 'cause I've been saved from who I used to be. But even at my best, I must confess, I still need help to see the way you see. Somebody with a hurt that I could have held, somebody with a hand that I could have held. When I just can't see past myself, Lord, help me be a little more like mercy, a little more like grace, a little more like kindness, goodness, love and faith. A little more like patience, a little more like peace, a little more like Jesus, a little less like me. Oh, I want to feed the beggar on the street, love to be your hands and feet, freely give what I receive. Lord, help me be. I want to put you first above all else, love my neighbor as myself. In the moments no one sees, Lord, help me be a little more like mercy, a little more like grace, a little more like kindness, goodness, love and faith. A little more like patience, a little more like peace, a little more like Jesus, a little less like me, a little more like living everything I preach. a little more like Jesus, a little less like me.
I pray you meditate on that today, guys. Walk in his shoes. And as you go, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face shine upon you. Be gracious to you. May the Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace today and always. Receive that message and go out in his glory. Amen, guys. Thanks so much for coming. Thank you.